This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. COVID-19 deaths worldwide exceeded 2 million on Friday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, a year after the coronavirus was first detected in Wuhan, China. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters on Friday that the death toll, quote, has been made worse by the absence of a global coordinated effort. He also said, quote, science has succeeded, but solidarity has failed. The United States has the world's highest totals of cases and deaths. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases in the United States, with a death toll rapidly approaching 400,000. Some states, having vaccinated their frontline workers, have opened vaccinations to older people but have been overrun with requests. Medical facilities are on the verge of running out of vaccines. In many instances, the technology used to take the requests has crashed, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Friday that a newly detected and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus may become the dominant strain in the United States by March. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden named pioneering geneticist Eric Lander as the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy on Friday, elevating the post to cabinet-level status for the first time. Lander is a Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor who helped lead the Human Genome Project. He'll also serve in the role of presidential science advisor, according to Biden's team. Mr. Biden has said, quote, science will always be at the forefront of my administration. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.